Hi, Nikki. Tonight is First Friday in downtown Dayton, and the United Way will host the live United Block Party in the Oregon District from 4 to 7. 19 agencies of the organization will set up booths along Fifth Street. If you visit more than 10 of the booths, then you'll be entered into a raffle to win lots of prizes, including a diamond tennis bracelet and a pair of tickets for the Bengals. Look for Heater, the Dayton Dragons mascot, wearing a live United t-shirt during the block party. DowntownDayton.org. The Warren County Genealogical Society is having their fourth annual day-long cemetery restoration clinic on Saturday at the Null Blinn Pioneer Cemetery in Springboro. The clinic will demonstrate in step-by-step fashion how to preserve and restore a cemetery, with recommendations as to what people should and should not undertake. SpringboroHistory.org. The Tecumseh Land Trust is having their first ever sunflower photo competition. The winner will be announced at their harvest auction September 21, and the best picture taker will receive two tickets to the auction, as well as additional prizes. TecumsehLandTrust.org. At the University of Dayton Libraries, there is an exhibit titled Greatness, the Creation and Afterlife of the King James Bible. It highlights the dramatic history behind the making of the King James Bible and includes its influence on English and American literature and its multifaceted impact on culture and society up to the present day. udayton.edu/libraries. Gotta go. Charlie, back to fall. Campbell.